So we're ready to do the Gemara. Okay? So I guess in order to do the Gemara, we have to review the Mishnah first. Okay? So the Mishnah had a few statements. Kol basar asur v'chal 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 v'chal. So the Isser of Bishal Basar V'chalav is on all Basar except Dagon HaChagavim. Namely, it includes Chayanov. Okay? And Hala also. Okay? So it's a halacha that the Isser Basar V'chalav of Bishal includes Chayanov as well. Okay? And then it says, Hanodurim and HaBasar Mutar Basar Dagon HaChagavim. And by Nedarim also, that if you make a Nedar against Basar, it's Asar and Chayanov, Mutar and Dagon HaChagavim. So they're parallel. They're the same. Okay? So it says, so the Gemara says like this, Ha'of Asar Medeoraisa, because the Mishnah said, Kol Basar Zavashar B'chal Chutz Min Basar Dag M'Chagavim. The implication is that everything else is included in this or Bishal and doesn't differentiate that some are Deoraisa, some are Derabanan. So simple pshat is that it's equating all Basar except for Dag M'Chagavim. The implication is they're all Deoraisa. And this or Bishal is on them all Deoraisa, including Chayanov. Okay, that's questionable. I guess the Gemara later will question that's that. But the simple pshat, the simple implication of it is that it means it's Asur D'oraisa. Yeah, Tosus mentions why it doesn't mention off. It gets a tightness into it. Yeah, why it doesn't mention chai, it only mentions off. But a different reason. I mean, it's more common, let's say. Off is more common. So therefore, it deals with off. Okay? So off, it's simple pshat implication of the Mishnah is that it's equating all basar besides Don Chagavim. So seemingly it's D'oraisa. Okay, it doesn't differentiate. So this is command. Because Rabbi Akiva happens to hold that Chayel and Of are only Asim and the Rabbanan. So the simple Pshat, who's the author of our Mishnah? So this would seem to be not Rabbi Akiva. But the Tanakhama, not Rabbi Akiva. Okay? So that's the Reisha of our Mishnah. The Reisha of Mishnah seems to be, it's not like Rabbi Akiva. Yeah, it's saying it's not Rabbi Akiva. Can't be Rabbi Akiva. The Reisha of Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva. Okay? So the other issue, the Tanakhama. So then it says, Ema Seifa. Let us look at the Seifa.
Well, it's a funny thing.
So, Ema Seifa, I know them in a basar, mutter, be basar, dagim, chagavim. So, if you're a noder against a basar, it's asar and mutter and dagachav. Ha'of asar. So the implication is, but of would be asar. Asan, Rabbi Akiva. So, this seems like it is going like Rabbi Akiva. So, this is going to be a problem. We'll get to which Rabbi Akiva. It's going to be a problem. Because, is Rabbi Akiva the author of our Mishnah, or is Rabbi Akiva not the author of our Mishnah? Right? That's the problem. Because on the one hand, when it comes to Chayanov, the Isser Basar V'Chalav, it seems that it's not Rabbi Akiva.
Right.
Right? Because Rabbi Akiva holds out Chayanov only in Derabanan, but our Mishnah applies Chayanov as Deoraisa. But when it comes to Nedarim, it seems to be cornering itself in to being Shitz Rabbi Akiva.
How is it?
And we didn't do that yet, but okay. We're about to. So why? The Amar, okay, this is where it's going to get complicated, and this is what we're going to do today. But that's obviously the format. That's what the Gemara is bothered by. And if you could show that this is only Rabbi Akiva with regard to Nedarim, then you have a contradiction. And that's what the Gemara is going to do. Because he says, "De Amar kol mili de mimlach aleha shliach bar mineyu." Okay, which means that anything that a shliach would ask about it is included in the min. What's talking about? Okay, the Tanya. Let's we have to get a little pshat here. Okay, the Tanya. So the case is like this. Anoder min hayerek, moter b'delun. So the question is like this. You make a neder. So nedarim goes by lashem neadam. Okay, it always goes by lashem neadam. So you want to know what a word means. You say, I'm anoder that I'm not going to eat yarek. So the question is, we don't look in the Torah to find what yarek means. You look, what do people mean? Because nedarim is a person that's accepting upon himself, his own words, whatever he wants. So the question is, how do people, standard people, use the term? So he says, anoder min hayerek. So the question is, what about diluin? Okay, diluin are gourds. Okay, diluin are gourds. Okay, so the question is, are gourds included in the term yarek? Okay, that's the question. Okay, so Rabbi Kiva, so the Chacham Tanakam says it's mutter. No, the yarek mutter, diluin are kiva osur. Rabbi Kiva says osur. Okay, so what does this come down to? So the Brisa is forcefully explained. So Amru lo Rabbi Kiva, they said to Rabbi Kiva, who asks it, Hello, Omer Adam Lishlucho Kachlan or Yarek. If a person goes over to his shliach, he says, "You know, can you please get me some Yarek? Okay, go to the store, buy me Yarek." Vehu Omer, and then the shliach will come back and will say, "Lo Matzasi Ela Diluin." He's going to come back and say, "Listen, I only found Diluin. Okay, do you want me to get that?" So what? Therefore, what does that imply? That implies that it's not Yarek. Because in other words, if it were you, Rabbi Akiva, are saying that Yarek includes Diluin. So the Shliach should just bring back Diluin. But you see the guy is going to say, you know, I only found Diluin, which implies that that's not Yarek. Right? It implies not Yarek. Because otherwise he doesn't come back and say, I only found tomatoes. He'll bring back a tomato. Tomatoes, Yarek. So why is he saying, Lohan says, Ella Diluin means I didn't find a Yarek. All I found was Diluin. So the implication is that it's not a Yarek. And therefore it should be Mutter. So why are you, Rabbi Akiva, saying it's aser if you know what the standard practice of shluchim are? Okay? Right? This is pshat. So he says, Rabbi Akiva says back, Amar Lahan, no, I have a good answer. Kein adavar. That's exactly the point. Kloma omer lo matzasi al kidnas. Will the guy ever come back and say, look, I only found beans? He's not going to say that. I only found the refrigerator? He's not going to say that. So So why is he saying, look, I only found the loan? What? He doesn't just say, look, say I didn't find any Rakos. Why does he just say, I didn't find any Yara? Right? Why does he come back and say, I only found Diluin? Ella she Diluin b'chal Yarek, v'in kidnis b'chal Yarek. The fact that he says, I only found Diluin, implies that it must be Diluin. It has something to do with Yarek. So that's Yarek. Diluin is Yarek. Must be it is Yarek.
Isn't it interesting?
Right. I mean, the facts are difficult. I mean, it's funny. That's something we have to explain what's going on here. I mean, there is such a phenomenon, but we have to define what the phenomenon is, because on the surface, it's like either way you go, you're stuck. If you say it's Yarek, so the guy should have just brought it back. And if you say it's not Yarek, then why is he saying anything? Just don't bring it back and say, I didn't find any Yarekos. That's, I mean, but the shliach do this, shluchim do this. Everyone knows if you ask your shliach to get you Yarekos, he's going to do that. So that has to be explained, but there is a fact like that. I mean, it may not be with the Yarekos and the Diluin and whatever it is, but there is such a thing like that. If you ask a guy to get you something, oh, well, but they only had this. So what do you want? I don't know what you want. You know, do you want that or do not want that? So it has to be explained, because, I mean, Mamarashach, you know, but obviously words don't go by that Mamarashach. So we have to explain, we have to define what's going on there. How does it lend itself to that? Okay, but that's basically, in that instance, is where you have Machlokas. When you have a case where the Shliach will say, all I found is that. Okay? Question is, does that imply that it's not the thing itself? Because he should have said, he should have brought it back if it was the thing itself. That's the Chacham's argument. But Rabbi Akiva says, no, on the contrary, the fact that he says, all I found is that, he's bringing this, and he didn't say anything, he says this, means it is the Yarek. It is included in the thing. So that's Machlokas Nedarim, that's Machlokas Tanaim. Is that included in the category, or is that not included in the category? Okay, but the point, and so far as the context of our Gemara is, that Rabbi Akiva holds that it is, it's Aser. That Oaf, so apparently it's saying is that by Oaf it's going to be the same thing. If you go to your Shliach and you say, listen, get me Basar, and all there is chicken, he's going to come back and say, look, I only found chicken. Okay, that's the fact. So that's the case, so who's going to say that that's Aser? Our Mishnah is implying Oaf is Aser. Oaf is Aser, so who's that Cheetah? That must be Rabbi Akiva. Right, because Rabbi Akiva is the one who holds that type of an instance is Aser. So if that means our Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, oh, but you just showed me we came to Basar B'Chalav, our Mishnah is not Rabbi Akiva. So who's the author of our Mishnah? Is Rabbi Akiva or not Rabbi Akiva? Okay, the only Shita holds it's Aser is Rabbi Dharma, it's Aser is Rabbi Akiva, also it's Rabbi Akiva, but it's not consistent with the first part. The first part can't be Rabbi Akiva, so that's the worst problem. Okay?
So
on the surface, the smoothest way to learn is that Mishnah in general, I mean, we'll explain this, but it seems that the smoothest way is that when Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is writing the Mishnayos, compiling Mishnayos, in general what he did is he compiled. He took statements which were Tanakh statements, which he thought were, like, I guess, Gelchasa, or he liked, for whatever reason he chose them, and he compiled them. So whose statement is he compiling here? Okay, that's the simple understanding of Mishnayos, is that Rabbi Yonasi is grabbing statements which existed and he's putting them into a certain form and an order or whatever. So is this statement the Rabbi Akiva statement or is it not Rabbi Akiva statement? Whose statement is this? Okay, but what David asks, the Gemara answers. So let's just we'll get to it. Let's get the pshat in the Gemara. So then we'll get back. Of course, we didn't analyze the whole thing, but we're going to. But let's just get finished out the Gemara. Okay, so it says Reisha Rabbanan Sefer Rabbi Akiva. So that's a problem. Right? It's a problem. So, which one is it? So the Gemara says, no. Amar Rav Yosef Rabbi hi. V'nasiv la aliba detanoi. Really, it's Rabbi Yonasi. And he is, he's stating it according to the Malachok Stanam. V'nedarim savalak Rabbi Akiva. V'basavachal savalak Rabbana. Okay, so it's split. Really, the author, Rabbi Yonasi, in this Mishnah was not functioning purely as compiling things which already exist, as collecting things which already exist, statements which already existed, and just putting it into the Mishnah. But Rabbi Yudanasi was really writing originally here. And he was really picking and choosing statements which he held by. And it happens to be, when it came to Batzei B'Chalav, he didn't hold like Rabbi Akiva, he held like the Rabbanan. Came to Nedarim, he held like Rabbi Akiva. So therefore, even though the simple way to understand, you don't want to say, I guess it seems like more, that simple understanding, without saying more, you assume Rabbi Yudanasi is just collecting things which already exist. But it doesn't work out here. This can't be a pre-existing Tanakh statement. So it must be, in this Mishnah, Rabbi Yudanasi was functioning as an original writer. And he really held, he happened to hold. There's no halacha that once you hold like Rabbi Akiva in one instance, you have to hold like him everywhere in Kol Torah Kula. So no, he happened to be split. He happened to hold like him by Dharma, not by Basav Chalav. So that answers the question. Okay? So let's read some Rashi's. Okay? So the Gemara. Not Rashi's here. Read them quickly. So it's Kasa, the highest of the Masism and the Rice. So the premise of the Gemara is when it says that these things are Asr, that Oph is Asr for Bishal, Bechalav, the implication is that it's the Rice. Right? That was the premise of the whole question. Okay? The Rabbi Akiva the Masnissan Behai Pirkin, right? So it's a Mishnah in Yikuf Yigim. We'll get to that. Okay? Mutter Basar Dagim, Shein Korehu Basar. So if you say, so why is it Mutter Basar Dagim in the case of Nadarm? Because people don't call that Basar. That's simple. They only call Chayan Oph, not by Dagim. Okay, Ha Oph, Basar. Why didn't Nadarm? Acha Lashem Mene Adam, Anu Tzrichim Lahalich. Because by Nadarm, we have to go after Lashem Mene Adam. The Ashmeinon Masnison, the Derech, the Gross of Basar. So what's our Mishnah teaching us? That it must be the Derech is that you call Of Basar. Okay? Kol Mili Dimim Lachal Ashliach. Kol Dabar She'enu Nishma Min Hastam. Lo B'Soch HaKlav. Lo Motza Min HaKlav. So anything which isn't clear, if you say it unqualified, it's not clear whether it's included in the Klal or it's removed from the Klal. And the Sheikh is going to have to go back and ask, is this what you wanted? Mineh, is it men? Rabbi Kiva holds that in that instance it's mineh, chashav, minehu chashav. It's considered in that min, l'inya nadara. May also ha min, it's considered in that min. If you say to your Sheikh, get me meat, ain't no nishma alo min hastam basar of, he's not going to think it means basar of. I'll go ask the Balais, should I buy Basarov? I think this is a good example, because it's true. I think if practically in our world, if you told the guy, can you please get me some meat? You know, and they didn't have any meat, but they had chicken. He'd probably come back and say that. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe he could argue not. But I mean, at least you could relate to the example. You don't know what the Lewin is hard to relate, you don't know what these things are. But you could at least relate to the example. Okay? So, lo matzas, I'm sorry. Minehu min basaru. Shari Amar lo knevli basar. Vim lova ya of min basar lo yin nimlachim yikachumet adal av basaru. It must be it's the min, because if it weren't the min, if chicken weren't meat, he wouldn't say that. He wouldn't say, look, do you want chicken? Because it's not meat, it's nothing to do with it. Lama tzusil adiluun ve'eno lokchan miyad. Keshem motzan. The guy is not going to buy the diluun right away. He's going to ask. Alma, what do you see? Lo karule in shi yarek. People don't call it yarek. He just said Yarek and the guy didn't bring it back. If it really were a vegetable, he should have just brought it right away. What's he asking for? It's funny. It's like you give both arguments at the same time. They're both convincing. You know, it's like, that's Darba. Amar lahem, kein adavar, umishamani maybe raya. That's exactly my proof, Rabbi Kiva says. Shehu min Yarek, that is min Yarek. Shehu lo matzei alakinnes, lo himashivu lo matzei alakinnes, el lo matzei Yarek. If he only found the rabbins, he'd just say, look, I didn't find any vegetables. So yeah. But with the Lewin, I Omer lo matzasi Yarek acher elo di Lewin. All I didn't find any other vegetable, but the Lewin. V'lama yo Omer kain. Why is he saying it? Elo sheyesh chal lo moshe di Lewin akron Yarek. You see, apparently the Lewin are called Yarek. Ain't kindness b'chal Yarek. And kindness isn't. Okay. Several like Rabbi Akiva, last one. This is Rabbi Yonasi holds. The alpha of the tzarech limluche ilishka. Even though you have to ask, minehu. Do you love minehu? Lo avi Omer eshkol mehai. Because if it weren't from the min, you wouldn't have said, I could give you these.
Was that last?
He just explains. It's fine. I don't know why Rashi's doing that, but he's explaining again what Shittas Rabbi Akiva is. He's saying that even though the Shliach has to ask, it's still considered the min. Because why? Because if it weren't the min, the Shliach wouldn't have even said that. So it must be it's the min. I don't know why he has to reiterate what Rabbi Akiva's position is, and we already know that's his argument. He already explained it above. But I think that's what he's done.
Yes.
So Jeremy brings up an interesting point. Okay. I mean, the question is, we have to analyze. I mean, the machlokas is it's a hard machlokas to understand. I mean, it's a hard fact to understand. I think it is a fact which seems to be true in reality, that there's, if you ask a guy to get you stuff, there are times where it'll be like this. But it has to be explained. I mean, is there is or not? But how would you say if I just told you this fact? Let's say, forget it, you know any of this sugya, and I just told you we have this principle in the Darim, you go by Lashem Adam. And then you have this case where if I asked you if it's to get me a meat, you'd say, listen, I only found chicken. So what would you say the halacha should be? What do you say? Without knowing anything. What would you say? How do you understand that? Okay, let's read Rambam. So Rambam says like this. It's in Perek Tas Halacha Dalet. Okay? Perek Tas Halacha Dalet. Okay? Hayu in Nadar. Hayu mixes panei makam karon lo kachum. We saw some ain karon. So let's say you have a thing which some people call it one thing, some people call it another thing, right? So what do you do? Right? I mean, that's a good question. Let's say some people call it one thing, some people call it another thing. What are you going to do? Okay? You have a certain oil. Some people say oil means olive oil. Some people say it means even sesame oil. Okay? That's what the Rambam has that case. So is sesame oil oil or is it not? It depends who you ask. Yes, one guy will tell you, oh, yeah, that's oil. Other guys can say, no, that's not oil, only olive oil is oil. So what are you going to do? Lashem and Adam. Who do you go after? Right? Which guy do I go after? Some people can tell me one thing, some people the other thing. So you may say, go by Rav, right? He says, ain't all chanach Rav. You don't go by Rav. Elahar, he says, safik nadarim. Yechol safik nadarim lachmir. Vimavar, ain't all loka. So he says, it's simple. How do we treat it? It's a safik. We don't know. There's no way we can't determine. There's two, the Lashem and Adam is indeterminate. There's two Lashonos and Lashem and Adam. Some people use it this way, some people use it that way. So there's no way to determine. So what's the result? So safek. So what's the halacha of the safek? It's safek deoraisa. It's a chumrah. So it's asur to do it. It's asur to eat it. But if you do it, you're not going to get malchus. Because we're not going to give you malchus.
It's not really a safek deoraisa chumrah. Because if it were...
So it's a safek. I mean, that makes sense. Because Lashem and Adam basically doesn't give you an answer here. Right? That makes sense, right? Now my question is that it would seem that our case should be the same thing. I mean, isn't it a safek? I mean... Basically, as he's saying is that Lashem Adam doesn't give you a good answer here. I mean, that's doesn't seem Rabbi Kiva's argument is good or Rechum's argument is good. It seems straight. What's the Lashem Adam here? Lashem Adam is undetermined. We don't know. He asked a guy. The shliach's all confused. I don't really know. So, is this called Basar? Is it not called Basar? It seems to be this is a classical case of a Suffolk. It's Suffolk what it is. Okay? So David says, that he makes a good point, is that there's a difference. Because in the case of the Rambam, is. In Halacha Dalet, it says that some people say it one way, absolutely. Some people say it the other way, absolutely. But in our case, it's every person is going to have this split type of a thing, right? But I'd say on the contrary. So it's even more of a suffix. I'd say it's even more of a suffix. Because when there's two different groups, you could have argued, you go by Rove or whatever. But here, every single person is misupic what the word means. At least there, each guy knows what it is. The question is, who are you going to go after? This is a suffix. But this, so it's true they're different, but shouldn't it also be a suffix? Nor is Lashem and Adam, it's a suffix.
No, because...
But you have to show why these things are different. I mean, it's true, there's an answer to the question. I agree they're different, but you have to show that why it isn't just the normal case. Why is it different? Why don't you just say that Lashem and Adam in this instance doesn't give you an answer? Because people use it and it's vague. The term is vague. Because, doesn't it mean if the shliach comes back to you, he's going to say... Listen, I want bus. Now the sheikh comes back and says, I only found ov. So what's the sheikh really saying? He's saying, did you mean to say ov also, or did you mean to say bus or alone? Right? So it means there are two valid ways to use the term. Isn't that? That's what he means. It means, I don't know what you meant. Which one did you mean? So the Lashem and Adam here is vague. It's unclear what Lashem and Adam. Now what's the difference if Lashem and Adam is vague because... Some people use it one way, some people use it a different way, or if even the very person himself could use it in two ways. But either way, and the Lashem Ne'odim is indeterminate, so it should be Safik, and Safik should be Safik, the rest of the Chumra, it should follow the rules. What's the difference if it's, I mean, either way, it is Safik, the Lashem Ne'odim doesn't, how could he start giving it, like, conceptually, no, we go by this, or we go by that. But bottom line is there's two ways to use it, so it should be a Safik. The Lashem Ne'odim doesn't tell you an answer. Let's see, what's the resolution? What's the resolution? Because factually, I mean, is it basar? If you just ask the fellow on the street and says, listen, is oath basar or is oath not basar? Could you please tell me? Mimanashach. You know, he said it in English, whatever. What is it? So what's he going to tell you? He's going to say, it depends. I mean, there's two ways of using the word. Let me explain. There's two ways. The word is used, it's vague. And sometimes it means this, and sometimes it means that. So it's a doubt. So if you have told me you have a halacha, which goes by how's the word used, I tell you it's a doubt. The word is used in two different ways. What's the difference if every person uses it in two ways, or if one person uses it absolutely one way, and one person uses it absolutely the other way? Why does that make a difference? Either way, it's a suffix. Lashon Adam basically is a suffix. There's a natural way which you'd approach this, and your answer is, I'm not saying you can't answer the problem, but the question has to show why this isn't just suffix. I mean, my point is, it doesn't have to be a resolution. Because you see, there are cases which don't have resolutions. Lashon Bnei Adam brings cases into play which intrinsically don't have a resolution, and the system has no problem with that. So you can't say, well, there has to be a resolution. So Rabbi Akiva chooses one, and the Rabban chooses another. It doesn't have to be a resolution. It could be a suffix. And if it's suffix, then I will live with the suffix. That's the way it's going to be. And halacha has a very clear way to deal with it. It's asur, but there's no malchus. So why does there... It's not like there has to be a resolution, so where do these resolutions come from? I mean, what's it based upon? Okay, I mean, ultimately, you're thinking about the same problem, but I'm just bringing out another facet of it. Honestly, I think if you ask which side is more mstaber, I think what Michael said is true, is that the fact that the guy's going to say, is chicken okay? So means he's not sure whether the guy, when he used meat, was it including chicken or was it not including chicken. So it must be that there are two ways for the guy to use the term meat. So if you want to know, does the term meat include chicken? It would seem it has to include it. I mean, the question is, he doesn't know which of the ways he was using it. But there has to be, that's definitely a valid Lashon Bnei Adam. Every person could, in a certain context, use the word basar to mean chicken. Right? I mean, that's why he's asking, because he doesn't know whether you meant that or not. So it seems that the Lashon of basar certainly lends itself to including chicken also. So it's true, the guy may think that I want some special type of basar. He may think that. But it certainly, it tolerates the term basar. So the lashon, if you ask, could the term basar apply to it, it would seem the term basar could apply to oath. So therefore it would seem, why shouldn't that be lashon Bnei Adam? Why should he say, only go by, it depends on the paradigm, or whatever, only the special kind, which maybe he meant. You know, why should it be that way? So if the term could mean it, then it should mean it. I'm saying Rav Akiva is more mislabe. It would seem you have to explain the Rabbana. Why should you be limited if the Lashon does include it? The Lashon certainly includes it. I mean, that's Rav Akiva's argument. Is the guy going to come back and say, I only found kidneys? No, he's not going to do that because Yerek is never used for kidneys. But Yerek is used for Diluin. That's why he's going to say, did you want Diluin? So it shows that the term doesn't include a reference to Diluin. Now the Shliach may be confused whether the guy absolutely wanted that or not, but bottom line is, if you ask, does the Lashon include that, it would seem Lashon does include it. Right, so we have to explain the Rabbanan. I mean, why wouldn't it? And we also have to define the source of the confusion. I mean, we have to define it. I mean, it's true, like, you don't know what he meant, but I think we have to define what's the issue here. I mean, why is this so confusing? What's the source of the confusion?
What do you mean by that?
I mean, it must be that in speech, in one type of a way it could mean basar, and another type of way it could not be included.
What are those types?
Yeah, what are those types? You know what I mean? Like, it's true. Sometimes people use it this, sometimes people use it. But we have to get clear, what are these ways? Well, you know, we have to define it. And not just say that it's unclear what he meant. But it must be with one type of way of talking or another type of way of talking. So something like that, you know what I mean? I think we have to define it. Let's read the Rambam, okay? We're going to put off this far for now. You guys want to think about it a little more. But let's get a little more facts here. Let's just read the Rambam on this. Okay, we didn't read the Rambam on this halacha, the Shliach case. So it's Tesvav. Perk Tes Halachavav. Kol Dover Shederach Shliach Bosom Makom.
Sorry,
Perk Tesvav. Perk Tes Halachavav. Kol Dover Shederach Shliach Bosom Makom Lehimalech Alav Haru Bechal Amin Shanem HaShliach Stam. Like Rabbi Akiva. Anything which is the way of a Shliach in that place to ask about it is included in that category which you said to the shliach stam. Ketzah. Malkam shadakam yishalach adam shliach liknos no basar stam. Oh, well, what says the yellow dog him? If the guy's going to come back and say, I only found fish, if nishbo another, malkam zem, and a basar, nesar av basar dog him. Chen kol kiyos basar. Okay? So it's included like Rabbi Akiva. V'chol malkam anodim min a basar, asar basar ofos. U'bekravayim. U'mutar b'chagavim. Okay, but any place,
blanket rule.
This is not like our Gemara, I mean, or it's not like simple pshat. I mean, the Rambam says there are other problems in the Rambam. What exactly? How the Rambam is getting? There's another Gemara which includes dogim. So forget that problem in the Rambam. Okay, there are problems. But then he says this: in Marim Advarim Beishin Adar Shlonos Kavin Olabaser Behema Bolvad Olabaser Of Behema Bolvad. If it's clear, it's it's somehow demonstrative at the time that he made the neder what he was intending, that he really was only intending basar behema, harizem mutter basar dagim. Afilu makash al-sheikh nemachalim. So he's saying a stipulation, which at some point really would be nice to understand. He's saying that even though, in general, if the shliach would ask about it, that's included, if it is clear from the way he asked about it, okay, somehow, whatever it is, that he only wanted meat, you know, basar behema. Somehow that was clear. He had a hamburger bun and said, could you get me some meat? You know, something like that. And whatever it is. Then, he's saying that, then we go by, then it's only that.
Okay? Isn't that pshita?
No, that's not really pshita, because in a dharm it doesn't work that way. I mean, in neder, your lashon, if I ask for meat, but it's clear that I meant cheese, then that's what I meant. It doesn't, the neder doesn't, you can't say it's also in cheese. Because there have to be, the word that I said, the word is what makes the neder.
The issue is in the interplay between the kavana.
Kavana can't just change a word into something else. The neder is the lashon is what Asur said. But here apparently it's close enough that there is a vagueness here. So in general we pask in the vagueness, let's say that it's Asur. But if it's clear, then you could still go the other way. I mean, we have to explain that, because I mean, on the surface, you say, no, if you tell me that Lashon Eder means if that min, period, then how do you go by what it's implied? But that's not what it means. Lashon Eder doesn't mean that. But we'll get to that, okay? But according to the Rambam, so what do you say? So what's Allah? Is it Safek? Is the Rambam saying it's Safek? It doesn't seem a Safek, right? I mean, certainly Gamakas, right? So, right? I mean, this isn't an Allah of Dali. He told you clearly, you get Gamakas. You don't get Makas, because it's a Safek.
This is not a Safek.
This is clear, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So the problem is, if you look at this Gemara, it's really a Mishnah. This whole Machlok is a Mishnah on the Dharma. Okay, it's the seventh paragraph of Dharma, Sanodim and Hayarak. It's in this case, it's an open Mishnah on Machlokas. So the Gemara there has certain problems. But essentially, in order to answer the problems, Abaye comes along in that Gemara and states openly, Amar Abaye, Moda Rabbi Akiva in Malkus, Shein Aloka. Even Rabbi Akiva agrees you don't get Malkus. I mean, the Rambam doesn't say that. But that's, I don't know why. That's a good question. It doesn't seem like he holds by it. But Abaye says, straight out, that Rabbi Akiva agrees you don't get Malkus. In this case of the Shliach. Why don't you get Malkus? Okay? Why don't you get Malkus? So, the Ran explains. Okay, in the Darim, you have Rashi on one side and Ran on the other side. You know, the Tosus, this some places, but whatever. Ram, the Ran.
I thought the Ram was a Tosus.
The Ram, I don't think.
No,
it's a Tosus. Rashi was a Tosus. I don't think so, but whatever. Okay, so the Ran says like this. He says, why? Why don't you get Malkus? He says, "Ktikiyun deluin lo mishtame behedja." Okay, since deluin, right? Because deluin isn't openly clear. Elami ribuya delishna. It's only like from a riboy, you could deduce it somehow from his lashon. Afagav demilch shliach ala. Even though the shliach asks on it, lo mitzri bevaday. Elami sveika. Hilkach lo laki. It's only asur misafik. And so Ran learns that when Rabbi Akiva is asering it, he doesn't really mean to aser it vaday. He's saying it's a safek. Safek is, like the Rambam safek case. He's saying, according to the Ran, when Rabbi Akiva says that this is aser, he means aser misafek. And that's why you're not going to get Malkus. Okay? As opposed to the Rabbanan, they say it's not even a safek. They say it's totally mutter. You know what I mean? So we have to, the Ran is at least, you know, there's a safek like the other case. And we have to explain the machlokas according to the Ran and the difference between the Ran and the Rambam. Okay, so I'm just giving you that piece of information, because after, if you work out this idea, then we may
think.
Again. The Ran, it's Anundalam and Aleph and Nadar. The Ran holds that when Rabbi Akiva says that it's Asr, that Diluin is Asr, right, in this instance, because the Shlach would ask on it, it's only Asr misafek. Okay, it's not Asr mivadai. It's a suffix.
Right.
And because it's like a suffix, like the case of suffix, because it's not the only way to be used, so it's also a suffix.
Right.
And therefore you don't get Malkus.
Right.
As opposed to the Chachamim who argue, no, it's not even a suffix. It's right. Mutter, totally.
Right.
Okay. But the Rambam doesn't seem to be learning that. The Rambam seems to be, it's either mutter or Asar 100%, it's Vaday,
right,
not suffix.
Right.
So there's Machlokas here in how to learn Shittas Rabbi Akiva.
Right.
Is it Vaday or is it suffix, which seems to be the result of Malkus.
Right.
The Gemara seems to be like the Ran, but I don't know how the Rambam's going to answer that, but it's hard to read that into the Rambam, that it's suffik. So, I mean, again, we can't possibly answer this until we give a svar for the first thing. I'm just giving you more facts, because if we work that out tomorrow at the beginning, we may take this up also.
Okay.
Okay, that's where we're at it.
Okay.
You'll see there's a Rashi, if you want to look, there's a Rashi on this, it learns differently, there's a Tosos, it learns differently. We're going to get into some Mishitas here. Okay, but the main thing is to work out that problem. And the main problem, it's a very interesting problem. We get a good spot here. Okay?